This is Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
For a very long time, carbon has been taken out of the atmosphere by the plant world, and we count on those services from the vast fabric of tropical rainforests. But all that has changed. New science proves tropical forests are a net carbon source. Our guest, Alessandro Baccini, is the lead author of that paper, published September 28th in the journal Science. Dr. Baccini works at the Woods Hole Research Center. He specializes in analyzing Earth from space using satellites. From Massachusetts, Alessandro, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you for having me.
When you worked at the Food and Agriculture Organization at the United Nations in the 90s, what was the assumption about the role of tropical forests and atmospheric carbon?
At that time, most of the information that we had about the role of forests in the carbon cycle was coming from what each country actually knew about their forests. And as you can understand that some of the tropical countries, given the limitation in resources, it was very difficult for them to have a good assessment of the amount of forest, amount of carbon stored in the vegetation. So we had to work with a lot of assumptions and in some ways not the best information to come up with an assessment. But overall, the general understanding is that forests, through the photosynthesis, are able to absorb CO2 from the atmosphere, right, and release oxygen. And this exchange has been usually positive in the sense that there was more removal from the atmosphere than the emissions. And let me just be clear about what we intend by emissions from forests, right? Emissions from forests don't happen when you cut a tree, right? It's not that it's like a water pipe, that you cut the pipe and then the water is going to leak out. That's not how the emission, the carbon, the CO2 goes into the atmosphere. But in the case of forests, it's through the process of decomposition of the wood, of the timber, because timber is made of biomass and 50% of that is actually carbon. So when the wood decomposes, that carbon that is stored in the tree, in the wood, will at some point go back into the atmosphere. It could be a very slow process in case of a natural decay, or it could be very fast in case, for example, of fire. If there is a forest fire, the wood, the carbon that is stored in that wood will go into the atmosphere right away. Right? That's a process that releases carbon into the atmosphere from forests. And what we presented in this new study is that there is so much pressure in the forest, in the tropics, there is so much loss and disturbance that the amount of carbon that goes into the atmosphere is bigger than the amount of carbon that the forests are able to remove. It's not that the forests are not removing any more of the carbon. It's just that forests are less and less. And so the ability to remove this carbon from the atmosphere is becoming much smaller at the point that there is more emission than amount of carbon that is possible to remove.
Well, just so we know where we stand, do current climate models, like those used by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, do they assume forests are a carbon sink or a net carbon source?
It depends on the studies. For example, our studies, for the period of our study that is between the year 2003 and 2014, we actually show that tropical forest has always been a source. Okay, it has never been a sink in this period. In some studies, actually, it has been shown the opposite, that forest before was a significant sink, meaning that it was able to remove more carbon than the carbon that was emitted as a result of deforestation and the degradation. So it depends. It depends which study you are actually consider. And what we like to think is that with this new paper, we provide an independent assessment a data-driven, measurement-based assessment of what the tropical forests are. Are they a source or are they a sink? And especially because with this study, we are able to report on all different types of disturbances. It's not only emissions from deforestation, but are also emissions from degradation. That is a process that until now has been very difficult to quantify over such a large area.
Now, Alessandro, what techniques did you and your team use to settle this debate?
We use a combination of field data and satellite observation. What we do is that we actually go in the field, we went in the field, and in specific location, we collected measurements in the forest of what the carbon in this forest is. And then we use this information to calibrate the measurements and the signal that we receive from satellites that they provide images of the Earth, in this case, every 2 days. And then when we are able to calibrate those signals with the information on the ground, then through a statistical model, we are able to generate estimate of what the carbon is wherever we have information from the satellite. And so we find that this is a very cost-effective way to do it because satellite observation are able to cover a very, very large area at an extremely low cost. And in this case, actually, the cost was zero because we use data that are free, that are available for free. And that was the goal of our study because we want countries and users and the community to be able to reproduce this data, this exercise, and improve it without having to start with the data acquisition. The data that we use and the software, the code that we use is open source, so it is all free.
How can listeners find out where that is or what it's called?
The satellite data that we use are recorded from the U.S. NASA satellite. It's called MODIS. It has been a very successful program. And if you just Google MODIS, you can go and download the data. The other sensor that we use is a sensor that provides laser measurements of the vegetation. What this sensor provides is information on the vertical structure of the vegetation, so how tall the trees are. And this is it's called ISAT glass. Was a sensor designed to measure the thickness in ice. But the information that collects actually, if properly processed, can be useful for vegetation studies too. And so those data are all free. But of course, part of the hard work in our case was to process this information, because if you just take the information as it is, you will not be able to repeat exactly what we did. So there is a series of processing that needs to be done to the data. If you're interested in the result, you can find the results at www.thecarbonsource.org. It's a website where we post all the data, and you can go there and download the data for the topics.
Great. I love that. Now, according to your new study, Alessandro, how much carbon is being lost every year from tropical forests?
Our study is indicating that the net loss in tropical forest is 425 petagrams of carbon per year. And that is, just to give you an idea, it's pretty much the amount of emission that cars and trucks in the U.S. are responsible for.
That sounds like a lot to me. I wonder, on our current trajectory, do you think the net loss of carbon from the world's tropical rainforests will grow? And if so, do we know what that rate of increase might be?
That's a very interesting question. And what we find is that forest is under a increasing pressure, meaning that deforestation and disturbance are resulting in a higher stress into the system. And so unless there is a big shift, a big change, we probably expect this to continue and to probably increase. So that means that we might have a larger source, meaning that the we will have less and less forest, and so less and less forest means less and less ability of this system to remove carbon from the atmosphere. But there are activities and there is interest at the international level to actually try to stop or to slow down this process. And one positive aspect of our study is that, you know, while we show that tropical forests are a source, well, that means also that if we can invert that process and make tropics a sink, that means that we will be able to remove a lot of CO2 from the atmosphere and have a positive impact on the climate. And right now, that is, I would say, the only technology that is ready, safe, and available for such a large scale. So, you know, yes, right now forests are a source, but hey, let's try to invert that, make forests a sink. And to do that, we need to stop the deforestation, go back and restore forest and landscape that have been degraded. And yes, the old saying, let's just plant trees where we can and let them grow. Because as they grow, they remove carbon from the atmosphere and they will store it in the forest.
You're listening to EcoShock Radio for the world.
I'm Alex Smith. Get it all at our website, ecoshock.org.